Almost all of the subjects attended high school. About two-thirds graduated from college, with many of them going on to get graduate degrees. That left many others who did not go to or finish college. In fact, of those who started college, 53 men dropped out. They were all smart, but many things in life mattered more than intelligence in determining which of them would become highly educated. Fewer than a third of those in college graduated with honors. So it seems that even though they were intelligent, many of them did not try very hard. We were surprised to find that level of education by itself was not a very good predictor of later health and longevity. The better educated subjects did tend to be healthier and live a little longer, but this was not an important factor in comparison with other personal and social predictors of health and long life that often went along with success in school. The better educated were more productive as they aged, they were more successful in their careers, and more likely to continue to work, grow personally, be creative, and do things. But this was not primarily because of their education. Rather, they were successful because they were the kind of persistent people who were better able and better motivated to navigate life's personal and social challenges. Those subjects who went on to be better educated, more successful, and healthier had parents who were better educated and more successful themselves. Their parents valued the accomplishments of the highly proficient members of society. Such high expectations and supportive social environments then combined with the inherent characteristics of certain children to help push them down healthier pathways of life.